Turn our Bibles tonight, the book of Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 11. We began this last week, and y'all were taking too long with it, so I didn't get through. I can't really blame. Nobody asked a question, so I can't blame anybody, can I? Well, the Lord wanted us to go longer. Isn't that a good Baptist preacher excuse? The Lord wanted me to go longer anyway, so here we are. We're going to do a little bit of a review to get us back together with the thought of it, and then we'll get to this. So, verse 9, chapter 11, verse 9, it says, "An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered." Okay, so number one, the hypocrite. So, this word originally had the intent of a godless person. And so when we think of hypocrite today, we think of it maybe more in the New Testament sense. We're thinking about somebody in acting a part and playing a part. But really what it was is it's one that was without Christ. They were without the law, and they would pretend that they were religious. And so they would come along and masquerade and pretend like they were religious. They became a hypocrite maybe to get involved and maybe to get to draw near to us. We could find this with people. Even still today, they'll play a part. You ever heard somebody say, "Oh yeah, I'm a believer"? Maybe they don't use that word. They probably say more like this: "Oh yeah, I'm a Christian." I mean, Christian is almost like, what does a Christian mean today? I mean, you talk about what a Christian means to a lot of people. It means, you know, I do the same things that the world does, but I also sometimes occasionally go to church. Right? What a Christian means is I pretty much live like the rest of the world, but I believe in God. And so it's a little bit different. Of course, in the Bible, there was a little bit different to what it meant to be a Christian. And Jesus said this, talked about being his disciple indeed. It meant really about this really key thing of following, right? But some would kind of play a part, and they would pretend that they were religious. And number two, they would perform the role of a religious person with the intent to deceive. Okay, it's the intent was very much there. The purpose wasn't just to make friends; it was to deceive. And here we find what they would do, particularly, is they would they'd flatter with their tongue, and listen, there became this with the mouth, right? Flattery isn't friendly. We talked about this last week. It might sound friendly. "Hey, you know, you're so nice. You're good at everything. They're terrible at it." You know, I mean, kind of this flattery, we kind of try to, do these things to try. We talked about the flattery. It has the purpose to entrap, and maybe we're trying to entrap them by getting something, a return of a favor or something. And, you know, "You're so good at..." You ever done that? I mean, don't raise your hand, just rhetorically. You ever, like, said, "Man, you're really good at this. Could you help me?" Right? And you're like, you know, man, and somebody else looking at you, they're good at it? Like, "Not really, but I need some help," you know? And we kind of do that innocently, entrapping people. Innocently entrapping. Does that go together? I don't know. But this is kind of what this idea is talking about. But here it's, you know, sometimes we do that. And listen, I don't want us to pretend like every time we say something, man, if everything I ever said, you folks at Pastor said, I said that, so I can't, I got to be careful. Everything I say, we would be scared to death to talk. Okay? What we're talking about here isn't like, "Hey, you know, if you're not doing anything, man, you're really good at, you know, mowing the lawn. We'd love you to come mow." You know, I'm just trying to be friendly, right? What we're talking about here is actually the purpose, the intent is to deceive and to trap. And it says the end of thereof, it's to destroy. You see? Now that's different than trying to get somebody to help you mow your lawn. Okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, you know, and when people know you're just buttering them up, and it's kind of a friendly thing, you say, "Is that evil?" No, come on. Let's try to be humans, okay? We're not trying to be robotic and so strange that we're like odd, right? We're to be peculiar, not odd. There's a line. All right? God says peculiar. Sometimes we end up becoming odd. And so we become like where we can't even relate to people. Do you know what I'm saying? That's not what we're trying to do here. There's friendly, some of this stuff. But this here, what it was talking about, it was purposefully destructive and hurtful. And eventually it turns into the hurt and harm of others. And it says in the scripture here, it destroys his neighbor. We talked about this last week. Number two, the just. The second part of 9 was, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. So the just have knowledge. Okay, that's kind of what's a key factor of the just. They have some knowledge. And what kind of knowledge is that? Well, it's wisdom is what we're talking about here. It comes from the Word of God. So they've received some knowledge from the Word of God, and which we call that knowledge from the Word of God. We call it, in a sense, we're going to see that in just a minute. It becomes wisdom. It makes one wise. The just, then, that have this knowledge of the Word of God shall be delivered from the hypocrite through knowledge. Right? They're not going to be delivered through their fancy speech. Right? You can't fool a fooler, right? You know, when somebody is deceptive and tricky, and you think you're going to get in a battle of words with them, and you're going to, nobody's going to catch me on that stuff. No. You know, here's the thing. For a believer, we play by the rules. We got some rules. We play by some rules. Those that are non-believers, those without an adherence to the Word of God, they play without rules. How are you going to get into a battle of wits with somebody that cheats? You ever played with a cheater playing games? Some of my girls cheat. So if I win, I didn't cheat, but if they won, they cheated. We played a game last night. First time we ever played the game, I won. And I wanted to quit. I said, I'm done now. And they're like, no, you got to play one more. So I played one more game, and I got demolished. I mean, that's why I wanted to play one game. So you ever play with somebody who's a cheater and you know they're cheating? And they don't care? I don't want to play with them. Cheater. You know, you can't, like, what am I going to do? Because I can't cheat because I'm a preacher. No, I can't because we shouldn't, right? And so it's kind of like getting into a debate with an atheist. They'll lie, cheat, steal, cuss, whatever they have to do to get their point across. And I'm like, no, I can't do that or that. I'm just going to tell you the truth. And I've seen some of these debates publicly. The Christian almost always looks like a fool. And everybody's laughing and mocking. We see this in politics. One gets louder, meaner, and uglier. And the other, eventually what we're starting to see now, the other side is starting to do that too. And so the whole thing becomes a mess. But so listen, the just is going to be delivered through knowledge. Okay? That's why it's so important, I didn't mention this, to pass on now. That's why passing on wisdom, what we're talking about this series, passing on wisdom from Proverbs, what Solomon was doing. That's why it's so important to pass it on to someone else. What God has taught you from His Word, pass it on to someone else that they can understand and help them. And now they have this knowledge, they have this understanding. But those void, number three, then, those void of wisdom in verse 12, he says, he that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. So the word despise, it really means this. It means to belittle or show contempt. It's an attitude of pride or judgmentalism. It's really, listen, how we treat our neighbor is an important part of our wisdom. How we treat, you know, who's my neighbor? Right? Who's my neighbor? Well, I'm not counting. They're three doors down. You know, they're like in the next block, so they're not my neighbor. No, in the New Testament, the Lord deals with that. Who's my neighbor? It's really those that came in contact with us, right? And so we find this kind of situation. How we treat them is important. It's an important use of the wisdom. God doesn't teach us things and show us things so we can might understand and know these things just so we can be nice to other Christians. Okay, let me say it again, because I got a couple nods. Yeah, I feel like y'all didn't get that. He doesn't teach us the Word of God just so we can be nice to each other. It's so that we could be nice to those without Christ to see something's different. Amen? Okay. All right. Y'all with me tonight? It's Wednesday. I know. Listen, wisdom takes spiritual knowledge and applies it practically in our lives. That's what it's doing. It's applying it in a way that we don't just get knowledge and just get puffed up and built up with it, but rather that we do something with it. It's meant to not just learn stuff so I know stuff, but know stuff so that I can respond in proper ways. I can change my heart, change my attitude, change my ways. The person void of wisdom despises their neighbor. You know why they despise their neighbor? Because they're void of wisdom. They don't understand that God wants to reach that person too. You know that coworker that you don't like? That annoys you? You know what I'm talking about? You know that coworker or that person, that person we have somebody in our neighborhood that their dog is always loose, actually comes chasing our girls in the house today at different times. And you got the people that, you know, they bring their dog over to your yard always. You're like, this is a neighborhood. Why, you know, anyway. And so the guy that's driving, no matter how fast you're driving, you're not driving fast them, they swing around you. Listen, our neighbor is the people that those void of wisdom, what we're not thinking about is the fact that God wants to reach that jerk as well. And you know what else? We realized that once upon a time, we was that jerk. Right? And now that God has reached us, He said, now somebody reached you. Now I want you to be part of the process, whether it's just being kind, letting God see your good works. Maybe you're the one that shares the truth with them. God wants to use us in that way. But somebody without that wisdom, they despise their neighbor. And to despise our neighbor is sin. Look at Proverbs 14. We find it there. Proverbs 14 and verse 21. He says, he that despiseth his neighbor does what? Sinneth. That's what he says. It's what the Bible says. He says, when we despise them, we're sinning. We're sinning against them. So he's talking about here. But then we look at this, the second part, number four, the man of understanding. Again, in chapter 11, verse 12. But a man of understanding holdeth his peace. So the tongue doesn't always have to be used. You don't always have to say something. Amen? You know what I mean? Oh, man. When wisdom has changed the heart, that person is able to hold their peace. You know, listen, here's what happened. Because wisdom is now, it's become a part of me. I've understood this thing. It's in my mind. It's in my heart. It's changed me. Now when I see that jerk, right, whoever it is, I mean, I'm not saying we're perfect at this. You say, we get to where we're never upset with people. I'm still striving. Amen? Pressing toward that mark. But what happens is less and less, and what we realize, and you ever done this? You've said something like under your breath, or you said something and you're just like, man, I'm glad nobody heard that. And then you felt so bad about it, you actually went over there. Hey, how you doing? You kind of changed it. I'm glad when my tongue was like kind of, had a little bit of a bridle on that thing. You know what I mean? A bit was a little bit there. And I'm like, okay. And God, the Spirit of God brings that to my remembrance that maybe this is my chance to reach this person for Christ. And whatever the case may be. By the way, it's not always just reaching people. It is always about reaching people. But sometimes it's just about me being a light of Jesus Christ. Because someone can look over and say, you know, something's different. Last time I, you know, my other neighbor, I said that kind of stuff. They cussed and they were angry and they never spoke to me again. But this one, they smiled and still gave me a cup of sugar. You know what I mean? It's something a little different. So we're doing something here. So when wisdom has changed the heart, the person's able to hold their peace. It doesn't mean that the annoying or wicked neighbor is right. That's not what we're saying. It's not what, by not saying anything, we don't say they're right. I want you to understand that here. It's what the Scripture's saying, we hold our peace. God says that you don't always have to say something every time. That's not what He wants us to do every time. A person of wisdom knows when it's time. And I know sometimes we feel, but if we don't say something, we're part of the problem. That's not always the case. It's not always the case, as we see here. Sometimes we need to speak up. And remember, this is a proverb, right? We're talking about some situations here. It means that we're going to be righteous, not contentious. Okay, righteous, not contentious. Now, if we can be righteous and say something, that's good. But if sometimes the only way we can not be contentious is to say nothing. And you've been there. You know what I'm talking about. You're like, you know what? I'm going to sit out this one because it's not going to do well for me or the Lord. So, number two, there is no value in making an enemy out of your neighbors when we can just keep our mouths shut. So there's no value. So number five, we get to new material. We get all the way down here. All right? The secrets. I want to talk about the secrets tonight. Chapter 11, verse 13. A tell-bearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. So, secrets. You got any good ones? Anybody want to spill the tea? Right? Listen, secrets come to all of us. Oh yeah, we all find out secrets. But some go looking for them. I had a fellow one time, he said this way, I got my ear to the ground. I'm listening. I heard a story here recently, like today, about a lady that she would kind of just stand at the door. Like where she didn't belong. She didn't belong there. She's just hearing what's going on. Some secrets come to us. You ever had somebody tell you something? You're like, I wish you wouldn't have told me that. I don't want the burden of that thing. I think sometimes when we give it to somebody, other people, they want it. It's like, oh, huh, what's going on? What were y'all talking about? They want it. They're looking for them secrets. They want to like gather up some of them secrets. And this is kind of that thing, what's going on here. Look here, the more secrets we learn, the more burden we have to deal with them. Oh, man. Listen, don't seek out information that you don't need to live your life. Okay? Listen, man, why would you want... Here's maybe a little bit of a test for us. Why do you want to know about that? Why do you want to know about that thing? I just like to know what everybody's up to. First X. There's that game show. Family Feud, yeah. That's a bad one. That's a bad one. Don't do that one. Maybe you say, well, I just want to know so I know how to pray. Right? That's a good Christian one. We like that one because I just want to tell you this so you know how to pray about them. Right? We do that sometimes. You know what? Since God already knows, I really don't need the details. You know what I mean? Since God already knows, you don't really need the detail. Hey, pray for Brother Joel, who's got some good things going on. Pray for him. I don't need to tell you about the secret things in his life to know anymore. I don't know. Nothing's going on, by the way. But what I'm saying is we don't need to know details to pray. We have folks sometimes... We have folks that say, I got an unspoken request. You know, what's that mean? I'm not going to say. I don't want to say. Maybe sometimes the reason I don't want to say is it's just too personal. I don't want to embarrass somebody else. You know, maybe it's just heavy on me and I don't want people up here. Man, I'm really sorry. No, I just want you to pray about with this with me. And sometimes it's you know, I think we can make, you know, there's a thing with this, but. Listen, don't seek out information you don't need. Now, there might be something that's with your child or with your family or something you need to know or something that's in at the work. Yeah, I don't want to know what's going on at the workplace. Well, you're about to lose your job. You know, it's probably a good idea to know. There's some things, but if you don't need it to live your life, leave that. You don't need the burden. You don't need the burden. Now, B, the tell-bearer. So, Strong's Concordance defines this as a scandalmonger. I didn't make it up. I would have made something up like that because that's pretty fun. But Strong's Concordance, when you look it up, Strong's Concordance of the Bible, it's a Strong wrote a concordance in different words, and so some of you know about it. But what he said, he calls it a scandalmonger. I think that's what we should start. You're being a scandalmonger. That just hurt a little bit more than tailbearer, wouldn't it? Are you being a scandalmonger? I don't. It's just an old word. It just sounds a little more intense than tailbearer, doesn't it? Maybe kind of. It really means this. It means one that travels about carrying a tail. You know, just kind of bringing the scandal, and he's mongering. He's just carrying, going about and giving the tail. And then you know the person. Here's the person that does this. Watch this one. I'm going to tell you something, but don't tell anybody. I'm going to tell you, but don't tell anybody. Right? And I'm going to tell you, but don't tell anybody. I'm going to tell you, but don't tell anybody. And they're like, oh, okay, we got this, you know, secret. And then one day they're talking, and they accidentally come across, and they're like, oh, you know about that? Yeah, you know about that? I thought we weren't supposed to tell anybody. But they told everybody. So some like to just, they just like to scandalmonger. They just like to have this thing, and then it becomes this little thing. Hey, I just want to tell you about it. Like, we've got this bond now because I told you this secret. And it's just, there's no part of that that really sounds holy, does it? None of it really feels very good. Number two, the tailbearer wants to get, then pass on some new information. I want to get something, and then I have something to tell, right? And that's the whole idea of the scandalmonger. I'm just switching that word. The Bible word's tailbearer, but so we're just, I want to hear something, and that could come in when I see, we have a, I wish we could get this out of our human nature. We're not going to. I wish we could, but we're not really excited about talking about good things. You want me to tell you how I could prove that? We've got 24-hour news networks, a bunch of them. Their whole business is telling us bad stuff. Man, do you remember? I remember when I was a kid. I do. I remember when I was a kid, maybe a little older when I paid attention. They would come on with feel-good stories on the news. Remember that? They talk about this is a good thing happened here. I don't know if they do that anymore. Who wants to watch that? Right? I don't watch the news anymore, so maybe that's part of it. But used to be, you would have, there was like, oh, this happened in this community, and you're like, oh, that's nice. And you know, you didn't think about it. You're like, that's just part of it. Well, now, when the story comes on, you're waiting for the spin to find out how evil somebody has been, you know, racist against somebody else is usually what it is, or somebody's been terrible, or this, that, and you're just waiting. There's never, you know, it's not never end you walk away from the news thinking, man, that's, society's going well, right? Now, we've got so much of that, let's just do it 24 hours, talk about how bad stuff, you know why all those are making big money? Because we're listening. I don't mean us, but we like to hear stuff. We like to hear stuff. And so that breaks down to the on the street kind of boots on the ground kind of thing. We're all like that. We're all like that. Hey, did you hear? It's supposed to be warm tomorrow. Oh, right, that's great. You know, I mean, we don't want that's oh yeah, big deal. It's Florida. I mean, wouldn't it be exciting we come in and talk about who we got to talk to the Lord about? Like, we got together and said, man, I got to talk to this one about the Lord. My neighbor, I'm talking to them. Hopefully they're going to come visit church. I've shared Jesus with them. And this one, let's be one of those, instead of a scandal monger, let's be a salvation monger. I don't know if that fits. But one, they just want to get some new information and pass it on. This is almost never a characteristic of wisdom. Okay? Not a characteristic of wisdom, getting some information. And by the way, we're not talking about this information. We're talking about this information. So see, a faithful spirit is the contrary of a talebearer. So it says in verse 13, a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. So the faithful spirit keeps the secret to themselves. Now, can I just say this? What fun is that? And I'm saying our human nature is like, well, that's, you ever done this? Oh, I want, no, I'm not going to say it. You ever do that? It's like, don't even do that. Because then the other person's like, they're about to explode. Right? You know what a faithful spirit does? It says when something comes to me, it's not even up for grabs to share it out. Somebody tells me some news about them. You don't know how to be. What do you think a faithful spirit would do with the secret? What do you think they would do with this? Somebody give me an answer. What do you think they would do with that secret? Yeah, that's the answer I was looking for. Thank you, Ms. Cookie. Pray about it. If you got something that's, let's pray about that. You know how to really deal with people that want to pass secrets? Two things. Number one, they say something about themselves. Hey, this happened in my life. Let's pray right now. Let's pray right now about that. Let's pray right now. So, you know what happens the next time they come to me? You know what they think I'm going to do with that thing? I'm going to pray about it. Now, if they wanted it to be juicy, that's boring. So next thing you do is they come up and say something about somebody else. Right? But John said, Eric, he's been saying these things about you, and he says this and that. And I said, well, come on, let's go talk to him. I said, come on, let's go talk to Eric. We go over there. He said, no. No, it's fine. I don't want to deal with it. Like, no, okay. You know what he's going to do next time? He ain't trying that again. Right? He's like, oh, okay, I know what he's going to do with that thing. Man, I'm going to tell you, you want to stop that kind of tale-bearing, scandal-mongering? Just deal with folks in a couple ways like that. Pray with them right there. If it's a real deal, let's pray about it. And then it's done. Then I'm going to forget it, put that thing away, or only between me and the Lord. But the other thing is, if they say it about somebody else, man, you let them know. I like to let folks know. If you tell me, don't tell me. I want you to keep this a secret. I tell people it's not a secret. If you tell me about somebody else, it's not a secret. If you tell me about yourself and you're sharing with me as a pastor, I'm not going to, do you know about brothers? No. That's different. But if you're going to tell me, well, so-and-so said this, don't say anything. Can I just, right here, on the record here, if you tell me something about somebody else, I'm going to ask them. Y'all get that? Somebody's already calling. Preacher, don't tell them. Don't tell them. I'm just kidding. Don't tell. Listen, the faithful spirit, they conceal it. They conceal it. Listen, they put it away. Not to be resurfaced. Not to be brought back out. Not to be brought out in public I already forgot that thing. A scandalmonger. This is it. We're going to end with this. Man, I'm going to be on time tonight. Amen? Number two. Somebody back there wants to get with me. Or they want to sell us something, probably, is what it is. So number two, the best... Can we just deal with it? We are good? I wrote Bob's back. Let's finish this up. One verse. Number two. Often the best that a tongue can do with trouble is to hold its peace. Best thing we can do with some trouble when it comes to us and when we get that thing, listen, is just this. Hold it. You know what I'm saying? Just bring it into myself, and somebody brings this trouble. People are going to want to share that with you. Their own trouble, and let's get that thing, and let's bring it in, and let's deal with it, take it to the Lord, and then hold our peace, not send it out. Man, what a blessing we could be for people. Amen. Father, I pray that you'd help us tonight. Lord, help us with your word, its truths. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to, Lord, be wise. Lord, be the kind of people that become filled with knowledge and seek to know your word, that not just so we can know things, but that we might be filled with the wisdom, Lord, be able to practically use the things from your word in our life, and it might change our heart. Lord, help us to be transformed into your image. We might be less like us and more like Christ. And Lord, help us not to be one that is void of wisdom, that goes about as a tale-bearer.
for the causing strife and difficulty, but that we might be faithful. Faithful to you, Lord. I pray that you would, Lord, tonight take your word, Lord, do something with it in our hearts, and we'll give you thanks and praise for it now in Jesus' name.